Hello, everybody. It's been a long time again. And I wanted to take the time today to talk about simplifying life. Before I do that, just my usual share out. I am not a Buddhist monk. I'm not a teacher, not a scholar per se. I'm not certified in any which way. My views are my own. I got to know and started studying Buddhism a good 20 odd years ago because it made sense to me and it has shaped my life. I'm a seeker, and therefore this is a podcast to help other seekers like myself. That's why I want to talk about Buddhism and life in general. And today, this is much more about life than it is about Buddhism per se, I would say. And the subject is simplifying your life. And it's a tough one because our lives are complex and complicated and fast-moving. And if you want to be a part of it, then you need to move at the base of the world. Otherwise, you're kind of left out, or at least it feels like that and it seems like that. And I think that's kind of the whole point of, you know, this conversation, I would say, is to what extent do you want to take control of things yourself, or let yourself be influenced by all these external forces? And don't get me wrong, I'm suggesting here to, of course, step back and think for yourself, and don't be influenced or motivated just by the rhythm of the world, the push by others, external forces, social integration, and everything else. That is very important. Actually, there is a long 85 years Harvard study being done on what constitutes happiness, and the number one thing that makes up happiness is not health, is not exercise, is not your relationship, is not your family, is not your partners, etc. It's what they call social fitness. So it is massively, massively important to get to that social integration and social fitness, feeling part of the group, belonging, and so on. But why I subscribe to that and believe that, I think that everybody should try to simplify and declutter life. And what triggered me recently was a mural that I came across with some really pretty simple principles that are kind of coming my life mantra right now. And here they are. Number one, it's start where you are. Number two, use what you have. And number three, do what you can. Now that all seems obvious and super simplified, and I guess it is, and that's what's making it so powerful. But let's just, you know, dig a little bit deeper into that. The first one is start where you are. Actually, it goes back to kind of that Buddhist principle or philosophy, I guess, whereby the Buddha says all suffering basically comes from the difference between what we want and what we have. Right? And we very often chase things that are probably not that important, chase things for the sake of chasing things, make the aspiration bigger than what it is, which, by the way, gets then into a situation of confrontation. When you have reached whatever you're aspiring to, then it's quite disappointing often, or you feel deflated, or it's not exactly what you expected, etc., etc. So that delta between what you want and how far away that is, and what you are today and have today, etc., is something that is really good to try to calibrate, so that you also start where you are and you know exactly where you are and how far you want to go. So it's a little bit like, in simplistic term, you know, putting your GPS for your own life on, and for the dreams and aspirations and goals you want to go after, so that you really know this is my starting position. Right? And then it relates to the second one, is use what you have. Use what you have. That means you have to know what you have. You have to know your strengths. You have to know your capabilities. You have to know also your weaknesses. You have to know where you can push yourself. And there's a lot of motivational talks about stretching yourself, going all the way, never giving up. Yeah, all great and all very motivational. But you have to use what you have, right? And that means not everybody is a superman or a superwoman. Not everybody can build whatever physical strength, mental capabilities, intellectual things, etc., etc. Doesn't mean it has to hold you back from trying to reach bigger goals, better ambitions, more money, more happiness, etc., etc. As long as it is balanced, reasonable, in the sense that, yes, there needs to be a path there of steps you can take, and there needs to be some dose of realism in terms of things that might not be attainable. And then the third one is do what you can. Do what you can has kind of two dimensions to it. Do what you can as in give it all you've got, you know, do go beyond the obvious, but it also is do what you can and don't think that you can do things you cannot. So it is again that good understanding of where do I want to push myself versus where are my limits. And I think, you know, if you go back to these three things in many situations in life, when you encounter difficulties, or when you are in a social setting, or when you get presented with a goal that either comes from your environment, your friends, your family, etc., your work relationships, and so on, it kind of helps to go back to these three principles and say, okay, let me just sit for a second and think about where am I? Start where you are. What do I have? Use what you have. And what do I have to do? Do what you can. and just lay that out and let it percolate a little bit, because it does simplify things and it does sketch a simple roadmap that is realistic and that then leads you to go after the things you want to go after and make sure that you reach them, which in itself is also a building block of happiness. So you feel like, hey, I'm making progress here. I'm actually, you know, just going one step at a time and getting to some good progress and achieving things. And that achieving in itself is also super important and super interesting. So, and it goes back to, I think, some psychological principles as well, that say that what people really want is, in the end, belonging. So that social aspect, progress, so being able to move forward and reach things and achieve things and feel like they are progressing on the social ladder and on the Maslow ladder and so on. And also time for others and time for themselves. And then you add all of that up and it really comes down to having the feeling that you reach or that you live a rich life. And a rich life has nothing to do with money. A rich life just has something to do with control. I feel that I have what I need. I feel that I can reach a little more. I feel like I'm good where I am and I'm good where I'm going. And things are balanced. And I think that's kind of the gist of all of this. And the gist of exactly these three things when it comes to controlling and simplifying your life, just by reflecting on and acting on the principles. Start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. So I'm leaving you with that to think about. And I thank you for listening to this podcast, and go well.